Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103, five Lincoln 102, Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9, respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tibbet 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and around.
484 suspect, is female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Beat, broadcasting live today from the big city of Richmond, Virginia. High above the city right now, we're looking over the James River, a pretty big, long river that wraps through the state and down, eventually dumps into Chesapeake, into the Atlantic Ocean. And as we know from school, most navigable waters, most rivers will eventually dump into the Gulf or the Atlantic or the Pacific. They gotta go someplace. It is overcast and we do expect some rain here. We're in Richmond today teaching some electronic security training to some groups. So we're gonna be heading over there to the classroom shortly. But we do wanna just have this quick broadcast that there is a lot of news and information that we do wanna bring to you today. I'm your host, Rick McCann, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, and we're glad that you're with us wherever you might be listening. We often say this, I'll say it again, we're just always surprised about who listens and where they are. It's amazing. And that's the power of the internet. Just never know who is listening where. And we really do appreciate all the listeners that we continue to get. There's quite a bit of news information that we do want to share with you today, as well as talk a little bit about the unfortunate officer down situation for private security. It's not looking good in 2017. It's actually looking worse than it has in a couple of years. We're going to be talking about the memorial services and some other upcoming events. So thanks for joining us here on the Private Officer Beat. Sit back, relax. We got quite a bit to share with you in a short amount of time. I guess today we're going to start with sharing the bad news. The officer down situation for the private officers, like I said, is not looking good. It's unfortunately one of the deadliest years in the last few years. Right now, we're just coming into the end of the six-month period. We'll be reaching July here in just a few days. And at this point, we've had 57 security officers killed in 2017 in the line of duty. And we've had about 8 others reported to us but not confirmed. So we're probably looking closer to about 65 security officers dead. We just haven't been able to confirm some of those just yet. We do get a lot of reports that come in from both private citizens, groups, and sometimes we just can't verify that information, but we do work on it and we'll continue to do so until we can verify whether there was a security officer death or not. But so far this year in 2017, we are looking at about a 30% increase over last year and the year before that. And that's not good. Trending right now, the way that things are looking, we're probably looking at 110 to 115 security officer deaths total by the end of 2017. We posted this information the other day on Facebook. We had an individual who asked, you know, how does that compare with law enforcement? A lot of people do that. They want to compare with law enforcement. And although law enforcement deaths numbers are higher, the fact is that about 40%, sometimes even more, of those deaths, unfortunately, are traffic collisions, traffic-related, or train deaths, things that happen that are not felonious assaults, are not murders, are not ambush. But nonetheless, they are reporting 62 police officers killed in the line of duty so far in 2017, and there are 57 confirmed security officer deaths, but we know because there's been at least 8 others reported through the year that there's probably more like 65 or even higher. But right now you can see it's kind of balancing pretty even between law enforcement and private security officer deaths. Again, I just want to reiterate, we're not trying to compare, but it is very similar. It mirrors each other, and the types of deaths mirror each other. A lot of felonious assaults are gun-related. There's a lot of situations involving crimes in progress. And I'm going to go over 5 things that we know about security officer deaths this morning. I do want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the upcoming memorial services. We have, again this year, we'll be sponsoring the only Memorial Week. There's no other association, group, or organization that has the Memorial Week like we do. This is the 13th year sponsored by Private Officer International. The Memorial Week is always the third week in September. The third week of September, it goes from Sunday to Saturday. And during that week, we ask that you do drape your badge with a black band and that you spend a moment in silence to honor and recognize those men and women who have given their life to protect life and property. We also, this year, will again sponsor the memorial services that we're doing across the country. We'll be doing memorial services, it looks like this year, as far west as California. We'll be in Iowa, Minnesota, Florida, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, and I'm sure a number of other locations. So obviously I can't get that all done in 1 week. We'll be doing those memorial services probably over a 2 to 4 week period. If you would like to get involved, if your company, your church, your school, your business would like to sponsor a memorial service, you can either donate by going to privateofficer.com/benevolent, or you can call us at 704-831-8109, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. is our business hours. Or you can also send an email to the help desk at privateofficer.com and just let us know that you'd be interested in sponsoring or donating. This year, like the last 2 years, we've also made an offer that if your company, your church, or your business sponsors and they donate enough to help us to get there and do the memorial service, we will also be willing to hold a 1-day training. We'll be talking about disruptive, disorderly, and defiant subjects, but we've also been asked by a couple of sponsors to do active shooter type training. We'll be happy to do that. We've got a great 1-day active shooter course as well. So if you'd like to get training and the memorial service all done in the same day, contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com and we will get that lined up for you. This is going to be a kind of a make it or break it year for the memorial service. We have a lot of cost associated with getting from point A to point B. You can imagine yourself, your family taking a trip from California to New York City. How much would that cost? You're going across country. It would cost probably in the neighborhood of at least $5,000, either because of plane fare, hotel, lodging, food, and so forth. Or if you're traveling by car, it's going to cost gas. It's a 3-day drive across the country. It's going to cost for hotel each way. So it is a very expensive proposition. We need you and your companies and your schools to support this effort, or we may not be able to do it again. Contact us. Send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and get involved today. It's very important that we're out there on the road lifting up the officers who have been killed in the line of duty, memorializing them, honoring them, getting the word out. We've had a lot of great success over the years with media interviews and getting information out to the media, to law enforcement, to public politicians and servants who aren't aware of the dangers. And it really has been eye-opening for many people. Many people are not aware of it. We had a memorial service in Nashville last year, and several FBI agents and federal agents attended, and they just were like, we had no idea. We had no clue. We didn't know that security officer deaths were this high. There's a lot of people in the last couple of years that have been in these memorial services that just didn't know. It's not widely advertised. It's not something that's broadcasted nationwide in the media. And we've talked about this quite often. Most of the time, security officer deaths will make the media, but it's only going to be in their hometown. If it happened in Tupelo, Mississippi, more than likely that's as far as it's going to go, unless it gets picked up by national media such as Reuters or CNN, Fox News, New York Daily, New York Times, one of those other major networks, then it may go national and we may be able to pick it up through our news sources. But it's usually something that's done on a local level, and that's why so few people really ever hear about them. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat Radio on this Friday morning, the 23rd of June the 17th. We have a lot more information that we'll be sharing with you. Five things that we do know about security officer deaths. We're also going to be talking about those memorial rides, and we'll be talking a little bit about how you can get involved. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll get right back to all of this information and news that we want to share with you today.
It's from my wife.
My husband still doesn't know the real story about that dent in the van.
I've never told her that I used to be a lifeguard at a nude beach.
I've never told my kids about the time I was arrested for streaking.
My friends don't know that I still sleep with my teddy bear.
But they all do know one thing about me.
And that I'm an organ donor.
I'm an organ donor.
And that's one thing that's too important to keep a secret. Because I could save somebody's life. How cool is that?
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
We are back here on the Private Officer Beat Radio for this Friday morning. For this June the 23rd, 2017, we're talking about the upcoming memorial services. The officer down, not looking good this year. Unfortunately, we've had 58 security officers killed in the line of duty. 8 others reported to us. We know that there's probably been closer to 65 to 70 even. It's not really unusual in this reporting aspect to report low. We report 50 or 100. It could be 150. There's just so many that go unreported, and it doesn't show up in the media, national media. And unfortunately, sometimes they're misclassified. We've talked about this a number of times. They just don't get classified as a security officer. They may be classified as maintenance, a general helper. We've had them classified as doormen, guest services at a hotel one time. They were actually security. Just all different classifications, everything except what they really are, and that's private security and private law enforcement. We have learned, unfortunately, 5 things over the years. We've been doing this now for 13 years, and we've been able to learn a number of things about the security officer death, and we're going to be sharing that with you in a couple of moments. I do want to tell you about a couple of great things that's happening with Private Officer International. We have been recognized. We've received a number of awards over the years. We were recognized last year in Tennessee. We got a high honor by the Tennessee legislators. They were gracious enough to present us in Nashville, Tennessee during the award ceremony. It was held at the Mount Juliet Police Department with an honor. They have given us a proclamation for the last 3 or 4 years, and they gave us a great honor by recording our memorial service into the record book, and it'll live on and on forever. It'll always be in history. So we have really had some great recognition over the years, and that's because of our fine people, our local chapter members, chapter presidents, Mike Thornhill in Nashville, Steve Hines down in Florida. We have, you know, good people up in Connecticut, all over the country, that really go to bat for us and try to get the word out as much as possible. And of course, we appreciate them. We're also going to be in an upcoming book being released in 2018, a brand new book. I'm not writing it. I am writing a couple of other books, though, but we're being recognized in a book about private security and law enforcement. It's called The Changing Times of Protective Services, although that title might change. I understand it might be something different. It's coming out next year, 2018. And we've been in a few other books over the last 5 or 6 years. We were in a book in 2011 that was about regulatory changes for different professions, including private security, and we were mentioned in that. We've also been mentioned in a book that came out in 2015, and I'm writing a couple of books right now. We hope to have those out by 2018, next year. So we do get our share of recognition both that way as well in the media, and so we're very thankful for that. Private Officer International is actually pretty well known in other countries as well. We've had contacts from France letting us know that they follow us. With all of the terrorism happening in their country right now, they are looking for professional training and professional support. And we've had a contact last week from someone there. We have members in many countries, and unfortunately, I just don't have the opportunity to go to every country and get involved and you know, shake hands with these folks. But we do appreciate all that they're doing to help support our great organization. I want to switch gears and talk about another one of our companies. I want to talk about Armor College. Armor College is a public safety school. And I want to kind of clear the air a little bit as well this morning about some of the great things that you can do through Armor College and Armor Tech. And, you know, a lot of people think that you have to have a PhD or a master's degree to start an armor school, and that's not correct. As long as you have some professional background, some professional certificate, certification, some instructor level certifications, we can train you and help you. The whole great thing about getting involved in any type of franchise or business, owner, operator type businesses, you're going to have complete support. All of the management structure, the training, the HR, the legal, all of the assistance in marketing, all of that comes from corporate. Basically, you're getting a turnkey business. Armor Tech, a new division of Armor College, is specifically geared toward workplace training. We want to get you, we want to get our schools into communities where we're able to help people to learn a profession, whether it be security or private investigator or medical technician or certified nurse assistant, and we want to get them out in the workforce. So if you're interested in helping your community get back to work, if you're interested in helping those who are interested in public safety, please contact Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armorcollege.org or call us at 804-290-4388. Go to our website at armorcollege.org. This is a great opportunity for you, especially if you're already an instructor and you like teaching, you like helping people. This is really a great opportunity because we have more than 350 courses in the public safety arena that's available. The other thing that we've done over the years is we have partnered with more than a dozen major companies across the country to offer specific training. We have partnered with a fire service training group that are accredited to teach fire service type courses. We've partnered with Safariland, Taser, which is now Axon. We've partnered with a number of other well-known groups to offer only the best type of training for professional public safety. So we're very proud of that. We have a lot of things happening, and unfortunately, as much as we send the news out, we send information out about upcoming events, we still have people who tell us they don't know what's going on. They don't know where our training events are. They don't know about the memorial service. They don't know about this. They don't know about that. Please go to our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter, because that's where you're going to find out what's happening. We broadcast, and a lot of our Twitter followers will testify, we broadcast everything out on Twitter. We feel that that's one of the best social media platforms out there today. We can get a lot of news and information out there quickly, and so we do use Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. We push everything out, including some of the news, through Facebook as well. Follow us on LinkedIn. Those are our three basic social media platforms that we use, although we do use a number of others, but we feel that these three do the best, and they provide direct, quick information to those who are interested. How do you get involved? Well, you can get involved with Private Officer International by starting a chapter. You can get involved by joining a committee. We have a legislative committee. We have a benevolent committee. We have several other committees that you can get involved in. You can become an advisory board member. By the way, those of you who are advisory board members, we have a meeting coming up in a couple of weeks right after July 4th holiday, and you'll be receiving an email about that. You can also be a benevolent team responder, and we are looking for folks in every metropolitan area. So, again, if you're interested in getting involved, the best thing to do is send us an email at helpdeskprivateofficer.com. helpdeskprivateofficer.com. And we will set you up on one of those committees or maybe as a benevolent team member responder. Do good work for your community, do good work for your profession, and get involved. We are going to take one more quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the five things that we've learned, the five things that we know about security officer deaths. We're going to touch on some of the news headlines, and we're going to talk about how to get involved in the upcoming memorial services. You're listening to the Private Officer Beat, and we'll be right back after these, well, they're not really commercials, but after these things.
From coast to coast, cops are cracking down on seatbelt violations. Buckle up day and night or expect a ticket. It doesn't matter who you are or where you live, they'll be on the lookout. Cops write tickets to save lives. Click it for ticket.
There was the explosion, and I remember just opening my eyes, and it got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more.
All right, you are back today listening to the Private Officer Beat on this Friday morning. We're glad that you are with us. There is a lot of things in the news. We're just going to touch on a few of the recent news stories. In Syracuse, New York, Matt Craven, a security bouncer for a nightclub there in Syracuse, Sunday was able to rescue a man who was involved in a crash. His car caught fire. Matt was able to run out and smashed the glass, pulled the man out to safety. So we applaud his effort. Matt is 6'8", 368 pounds. Somebody that size could just flip the car a few times and tear open the roof, you know, superhero type style. But great job for him. Coffee County, Tennessee, just east of Nashville, probably 60 miles or so. Two deputy sheriffs, two court officers were shot during an escape. The suspect later committed suicide. Those deputies, age 71 and 56, are in the hospital. They're in good condition and expected to be released soon. Unfortunately, in Afghanistan, Kabul, we've been notified that 10 security officers, 10 private U.S. security contracted security officers were killed during an attack at a base, an airfield there. A number of others were injured. You know, a lot of people think that the war is over, but we do have a lot of fighting going on still in the Middle East, and we have a lot of contract security officers working, protecting the bases, and so keep them in your thoughts and prayers. 10 security officers killed at one time. In Hamilton, New Jersey, unfortunately, a Hamilton police officer driving down the road decided that his life wasn't worth living and committed suicide while he was driving. Very unfortunate. Officer Tom White, 44, was involved in a car wreck while driving. He committed suicide and his car went out of control and was involved in a car wreck. They discovered that he actually had committed suicide. You know, that's just very tragic. In Washington, Pennsylvania, a man has been arrested for sexually assaulting a security officer at the Meadows Raceland and Casino. That happened also Sunday. It looked like that the man was intoxicated. You know, these situations happen more often than people realize, and security officers are victims of many different types of crimes. In fact, this week we've had several security officers that have been groped or sexually attacked. When somebody gropes you unwanted, that is a sexual assault in every state. Obviously, it's traumatic for the person being attacked, and we've had a number of those this week. We've also had a security officer kidnapped from the property, and in Memphis, Tennessee, we had a security officer that was carjacked from a hospital. Security officer saw this person loitering and stopped to question him, and he carjacked her at the hospital. In Las Vegas, security there shot and killed a dog. They say that it was aggressive. The owner of the dog, a homeless man, said that his five-year-old dog had not been aggressive, that he was not a threat. And police are investigating that situation right now. We have really an unusual story. A lot of people don't think about it, but TSA reported that in 2016, $867,812.39 to be exact, was left behind. People leaving change behind. When they go through screening, every year they collect anywhere from 500,000 to a million, or close to a million, and that's, pick up your change, guys. You know, it all adds up. We've told you that a Alabama security officer was shot and killed in Mobile at a nightclub. The police have made an arrest. Dwayne Wheat was arrested, 35 years of age. He's been charged with murder. A armored car security officer in Cheyenne, Wyoming has been arrested. He's been charged with theft of $150,000 from an ATM. Evidently, he kept the keys and went after hours and broke in, and police got an alarm and responded. Las Vegas security officers, two of them were stabbed on the strip this week. Police say that a man who appeared to be intoxicated got into a confrontation and stabbed two security officers multiple times. Luckily, those security officers did survive and are on the mend today and hopefully will survive. Cleveland, Ohio, a security officer on patrol of the community was able to apprehend and take into custody a burglary suspect. Suspect was caught breaking into a car. Police say that there had been a number of car break-ins in that area. Security was on patrol and was able to snatch one guy up. Thomas Milford Wilson, a security officer in Texas, was found guilty of aggravated assault and with a deadly weapon and one count of deadly conduct after he was arrested for shooting a person. Police say that he used unnecessary and unlawful force. In Miami, Florida, a security officer there this week was arrested for impersonating a police officer. An off-duty police officer in an unmarked car said that as she was driving down the street, a man flashed a badge and told her to pull over because she was talking on her phone. Morales Perez, a security guard in Miami, was arrested for impersonating a police officer. Yeah, you gotta use common sense, folks. I mean, regardless of whether or not the person may be violating the law at the time or not, you have no authority, and it just isn't wise for you to take matters in your own hands. If you see a crime in progress and you're off duty, it's best to notify law enforcement. It's best to get the proper people involved. If you take matters in your own hands, you risk the chance of being arrested. There are five things that we have come to know about security officer deaths in the 13 years that we've been doing this. Now, over the years, 40-plus years now that I've been involved in private security, I guess in my earlier years, I never thought about it. I've heard of a few security officers being killed on the job. I've heard of assaults and shootings and so forth involving private officers. But I guess I never really realized, as most people, to what extent this really happens on a regular basis. But there are five things that we now know relating to the death of security officers. We wrote about this a few months ago. Number one, very sad and very tragic. And it's something that we really need to pause and think about as company owners, as management for security firms or private law enforcement. We know that security officers, more times than not, die alone. Most security officers work by themselves. They're working a post, they're working a patrol, they're working an assignment where there's nobody else around. The building is closed, the property is dead, it may be a construction area. It's a situation where everybody is home, and that's why they have security. We know that security officers, more than not, will die alone. We also know that security officers that are killed, almost 75% of the time, are unarmed. They have no opportunity to defend themselves. And I say this time and time again, if they can't defend themselves, how can they defend others? How can they help others? If you can't rescue yourself, how can you rescue others? Unarmed, on property that we know they should be armed. We've had a discussion on Facebook this week. You know, I would rather walk away as a business owner and walk away from a potential account or client than have my person killed. If I know it's a dangerous location, if I know that they've had prior armed incidents, robberies, shootings, I'm not putting unarmed security there. I'm putting several armed officers there, and I'm going to be doing a lot of due diligence and checking that property out. But we know that the majority, unfortunately, of security officers are unarmed. This is not the day and age of observe and report, but even when they do observe and report, such as what just happened this week in Memphis with a security officer at the hospital who was doing her patrols, spotted a suspicious person loitering, you know, and she got carjacked. We also know that security officers generally do not have any communications besides their cell phone. They have no two-way radio, no direct contact, no backup, no one but themselves, alone, unarmed, and no communication. Well, they got a cell phone, you might say. We all know that people, in the heat of a battle, people who are being attacked, do not have time to pull out a cell phone. We also know that many security officers die during crimes in progress. Sometimes it's crimes that they are not aware of. They walk into a robbery. They walk into a burglary, such as the case in Las Vegas where a security officer at a construction site doing his patrols last year just happened to walk into a burglary in progress. Two men burglarizing the construction site shot and killed him, left him alone laying in a parking lot. He wasn't found for hours later. We also know that most security officers killed in a line of duty have little to no support. Some companies may give them $5,000, $10,000 to the family to help bury the security officer, but most have no insurance, they have no death benefits, and no IRA, no type of savings, and their families are left behind with no support or little support. Isn't it time to change these five facts? Security officers dying alone, unarmed, without communication, during Crimes in Progress, leaving their families with no support. And that sums it up. Unfortunately, that's how it is and how it continues to be, and it's time to change it. That's going to do it for this edition of the Private Officer Beat. We're glad that you have been with us, and we've got a lot more to bring you on a special edition coming up this weekend. Until then, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you back on the radio.